Zscaler extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines trained by 500 trillion daily signals to prevent ransomware and AI attacks that target business. Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI. Learn more at zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, June 10th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Do you ever feel like you need a chatbot to deal with all the chatbots companies have to interact with customers? You're not alone. WSJ contributor Alexandra Samuel will join us to explain how having your own chatbot could help you get some time back. And then, fake nude images generated by artificial intelligence have become a frightening reality for teens. A survey finds the people portrayed in these pictures can face bullying, even when classmates know the images aren't real. Our family and tech columnist Julie Jargon will be here to discuss the situation facing teens and share recommendations for how schools can deal with AI-generated nudes. But first, chatbots can be time-saving, they can deliver relevant information at the right moment, and they can take over tasks so their users can potentially conserve their attention for other activities. Businesses use them, so why shouldn't we, the customers, have our own chatbots for the same purposes? The WSJ's technology researcher and contributor Alexandra Samuel wrote about this and is here to talk about what a customer chatbot could look like. Alexandra, one of the first things you say this customer bot would need to do is memorize personal information. What info are we talking about and why?
It's really just the basics. Name, address, those are table stakes, and many of us already have that kind of information auto-filled by our password manager. But the thing that tends to drive me crazy is whenever I'm booking travel, both for plane travel and hotel rooms, I get prompted to fill in my kids' ages every single time I do a search. Even though, guess what? My children only change ages once a year. So why can't a chatbot remember my kids' ages, maybe even know their birthdays, and fill that information for me so I don't have to put it in on 17 different searches every time I want to book a hotel room for a night?
Something else you note is searching for similar complaints when you have an issue. What would you have your chatbot do there?
A few months ago, my mom made an online purchase that turned out to be for a lot more than what she had agreed to. And so in the course of trying to solve that problem for her, I went online and I Googled the name of the company that she had just been charged by and found tons of people who had exactly the same experience, exactly the same complaint. And that made me realize that the chatbot should be able to warn you as soon as you are getting into a customer service situation with a company where you have an issue, that there are other people who have had similar issues. It's just do a search, find people who are talking about the same business, and distill for me as a user what their issues have been, what's similar to my issue, and what strategies have worked to resolve it.
So we're talking about customer service issues. Tell us how a customer's chatbot could deal with a customer service chatbot.
Well, this is kind of my fantasy territory because I spend so much time online with customer service reps. And when I'm dealing with a person, that's one thing. But when I'm spending eons waiting for a person and having to stare at a screen, waiting while the chatbot placates me and clearly is just putting me through my paces, I have to say in that circumstance, I want a chatbot to go through those steps for me.
You've named some potential things that this chatbot could do, but what difference would it really make to your life as a consumer if you had this chatbot?
One is just less annoyance, right? I feel like so often I am irritated by the time I get to the end of an interaction with a brand, and it spoils my feelings about that purchase, that company, and worst of all, sometimes that customer service agent who is the butt of my irritation if I can't kind of hold back after an hour of dealing with a chatbot. So part of it is I just want to be a nicer person. I want to love my products. And then, of course, the other piece is time. This is a lot of time that I'm spending engaging with AIs that I could be spending, you know, running through fields and writing novels. And I want that time back, and a chatbot could give it to me.
That was WSJ contributor Alexandra Samuel. Coming up, the images are fake, the impact is real. We'll find out what effects AI-generated nudes are having on teens. That's after the break.
Yeah. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
Fake nude photos are rippling through schools. These images are created with artificial intelligence apps that merge someone's face with a naked body. Dozens of face swapping and clothes removing tools are now available online at little or no cost. And for the people depicted in those images, often young women, the pictures set in motion feelings of shame, fear, and a loss of control. Their parents are often totally unaware. Our family and tech columnist Julie Jargon is here to talk more about this. Julie, last year an incident with AI-generated fake nude photos sparked an uproar at a New Jersey high school. Can you briefly remind us what happened there?
Yeah, last fall I reported on an incident at Westfield High School in Westfield, New Jersey. Some teenage girls found out that boys were sharing nude photos of them in group chats, and they weren't real nude photos, they were AI-generated nudes. So one or more classmates had used one of these online tools to use photos of their faces and superimpose them on nude bodies. And then those were shared pretty broadly in group chats and on social media.
In the aftermath of that, a conflict resolution strategy firm called Human Factor conducted interviews and surveys with students at Westfield and other schools. When students were asked who would be more affected by fake nudes, the person who created them or the victim appearing in them, what did they say?
The vast majority, 73%, said the victim would be more affected by the fake nudes. And one of the reasons that these teens cited was that even if fellow students knew that images were fake or that students said that they were fake, the subject of them would still get bullied and made fun of, and that people would view them differently and question their morals and maybe not even believe them.
How did these images compare to AI-generated text, for instance?
Well, the images are something that really stick in people's memories. There's something called the picture superiority effect, which means that images are often more remembered than spoken or written words. And so even when the photos were deleted in the group chats or disappeared in messaging apps, the researchers found from interviewing students that classmates weren't likely to forget them.
How do these pictures typically get reported?
So usually they don't get reported. They're spread around group chats, but it's usually not until the victims of them themselves learn about them through hallway chatter and the like that they get reported. And the reason was, according to this research firm, students said that if they didn't know the person well enough who created the images, they weren't likely to confront that person. And also they were reluctant to report this if they'd been in group chats where these images were shared, because they were afraid of getting in trouble themselves. And so this strategy firm decided that they wanted to recommend to schools that they create ways to enable students to come forward and anonymously report these images so that students wouldn't fear getting in trouble for reporting them.
Tell us a little bit more about that. What strategies did the research firm think parents and schools should take?
Yeah, they came up with a few recommendations informed by the surveys that they conducted and the interviews they conducted with not only students, but also educators and parents in Westfield, and interviews with students across the country. They suggest that schools update their codes of conduct to include fake nudes and really spell out the consequences for creating and sharing AI-generated images or other manipulated images, because a lot of school conduct codes and tech policies are a bit out of date and don't include fake nudes. And the laws are also catching up on this new threat from AI. They also encourage schools to perform role-playing exercises with students to kind of explore the different hypothetical scenarios that they might face with AI-generated images. So they designed some exercises for schools to use with students.
How have schools and authorities been dealing with this so far?
There hasn't been a real consistent approach to dealing with this. Other schools since the New Jersey incident last year have also faced challenges. A number of schools have investigated accusations of this kind of thing happening. But there have been a few schools where there has been some consequences. There were a couple of middle schools where students were expelled for allegedly creating AI-generated nudes of classmates. And then in Miami, there were a couple of teenagers who were arrested and charged with felonies.
And Julie, I want to talk about how big a deal this might be. I mean, the students speaking with researchers, how many of them believed that AI-generated nudes might be created by their peers?
Yeah, this whole problem might just be the tip of the iceberg, because this organization, when they surveyed students, found that approximately 60% of the respondents said that they believe their peers would use AI to generate fake nude images.
All right, that was our family and tech columnist, Julie Jargon. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.
Zscaler extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines trained by 500 trillion daily signals to prevent ransomware and AI attacks that target business. Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI. Learn more at zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.